Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 24 through 30 and 36 through 43. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you will uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Jesus told the crowds all these things in parables. Without a parable, he told them nothing. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet: "I will open my mouth to speak in parables. I will proclaim what has been hidden since the foundation." Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The word of God for the people of God.
Phew. I wouldn't know what to do next. Oh, the weeds. I have to admit, I have not been able to stop thinking about the weeds. They have been in my head all week. Stuff that grows that we did not plant. And when is it a weed? And when is it an unexpected blessing? Ugh. And who amongst us can decipher that? Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. First of all, I have a confession. I don't like that this parable starts out explanation with blaming another person. Doesn't work for me. We have young children in our household, and sometimes they get what's called a timeout. Maybe you've heard of it. And when the timeout should be over, and I go and check on them, and I ask them why they are in a timeout, if they say to me someone else's name or what someone else did, I remind them that they're not ready for their timeout to be over, and I'll be back in a little bit. We strongly believe in teaching our children that each of us can and must control our own actions, our own words. We recognize that there's exceptions to this, but for now, we want them to start with this core understanding that they need to take control of their bodies and their actions and their reactions. So when this parable starts out by saying, "Well, another guy did this," I just have this little cringe against it. And I recognize that that's my own bias when hearing this parable. And I'm going to do my best to think about the parable without my bias. I'm going to try to set that aside this morning. I hope that you can have the same luck with setting aside whatever it is that might be your challenges with this scripture lesson or with the world around us, that you can set it aside for just a few minutes, and together we can try to understand what Jesus is sharing with us today. Because I think this message that Jesus has is an overwhelming offer for us to not use our own judgment, our own bias, but and not even to be the people who pull the weeds. But our job is to grow towards the sun. That's what I hear. Towards the sun, right? Both of the suns will bring light, one external, possibly one more internal, but either way, both the weeds and the wheat were invited to grow until harvest together. And that's where, even with my biases aside, that's where the rub really comes for me. Okay, how are folks who are supposed to grow and reach their fullest potential, why should they have to fight against the weeds for good soil, right? For good footing, for water, for light? Why should we have to fight for resources? Yeah. Wouldn't it make more sense to let the weeds have some space that's different from the space of the wheat? Two separate boxes, right? But it's not my choice, it's God's. And God said we're growing together. So we have to figure out how to coexist. Now, many of us in our most positive mental statuses would think that this story is inviting us, or calling us, the wheat, right? Yeah, after all, we've heard God's call, God's invitation, and we showed up today, right? We answered that call today, so we must be the wheat. Most of us would probably reflect on our own lives, maybe even the past couple weeks or the past couple months, and we'd be able to pinpoint a few times when we were being the wheat that God has called us to be, right? I'm not asking you to boast, right? But just think about your last week or your last month, or if you have to, stretch all the way back to winter, right? And I think you'll be able to find times in your life where you have been the hands and feet of Christ for this world, where you have shared love and excitement and nurtured others, right? Maybe provided a little miracle grow here and there. Yeah. And I think that's good. I think that's good. I think that finding ways that we have been kind and compassionate and shared God's love with others, that's what one of the good things that keeps us healthy and on track. Yeah, and many of us, at least not out loud anyway, would like to think of ourselves as ones who would come in the dark of the night and sabotage another's growth. Not out loud anyway. Yeah. So if we are the wheat and the other is the weeds, then what are we supposed to do when the weeds seem like they're getting in the way? Quit being a weed. Sorry. We're being wheat. Let me try again. What are we supposed to do when the weeds seem like they're getting in our way? Quit being the weed. Oopsie daisies. Just a minute. We're being the wheat, not the weeds. Could you help me out a little bit, please? We are the wheat. Thank you. Okay, third time's the charm. What are we supposed to do when the weeds seem like they are getting in our way? Leave them be. Leave them be. I know some of you are immediately getting your garden in your head, and you're like, oh, heck no. She's obviously not understanding farming or anything. No, I don't. I'm not very good at it, right? Right? But Jesus says, leave them be. Grow right next to them. Reach for the sun. I did a little reading and a little. And the weeds that Jesus is referring to would have grown for a while looking just like the wheat that was growing. So it would have been really difficult to tell the difference in the early growing process whether something was going to grow to be a wheat or a weed. And if a trained farmer can't figure out the difference, then God knows that I would have absolutely no idea. So thankfully, I am not called to be a weed puller or a farmer. Jesus is. Thank goodness. I just have to grow. I just have to reach for the sun. I mean, those who are being wheat just need to reach for the sun. And we need to do the things that help us to grow. Last week we shared some packets of seeds, and my kids told you that seeds need water and sunlight and soil, right? And then they shared that they've been taught that they need to eat well and to play and run around and to sleep in order for them to grow. I think our Christian walk, there's probably a few more steps than just getting by with living, right? That'll help us. But as Christians, we need to read the Word of God, and we need to be in fellowship with others who love and serve God, or at least try to do that. And we need to quit looking at and worrying about the weeds. And that last one, my friends, I think is the most difficult. I mean, I'm not really good at daily habit things. That's really never been my strong suit. I try. Right? And some of you've got that down, right? The seasoned followers of Jesus know that the first things they need to do are to read the Bible and to pray, right? And to lift each other up and to check on God's people. And you've got that down, right? Finding ways to love and serve God's people. And this church actually has captured that mission very well and offers ways for us to do that quite often. So simply just being here is a great start, right? That's what we're doing. But it's those pesky weeds. I told you I can't get them out of my head. They are so difficult to forget about. And not just the external ones, but the internal ones as well. The seeds that got planted by mistake inside of me that make it difficult for me to stick to the good stuff. The growing towards the sun stuff. I'm not saying ignore the weeds. Or the ones that look like weeds or act like weeds, right? Because I don't hear Jesus saying that either. I hear that we're not to let the weeds prevent our growth. Not to let the weeds get in the way of us finding our footing. Not to let the weeds take all the water, right? But to recognize that we have enough. The workers and the farmer, they'll deal with the weeds in good time. But we're supposed to stick to doing what we were made to do. To be wheat. To sow seeds of faith. Now, we've been using that phrase, that language, for a couple of weeks now, and I would like to just assume that everyone is thinking the exact same thing when they hear that, right? But I know better, right? Let's be real, that's not a safe thing. It means something different for each of us. For some of us, it means if we're going to sow seeds of faith, it means that we're going to start using God language in places where it might sound a little unfamiliar to some, right? I have a friend who does that. They throw in the word blessing or God's love, like just where you didn't think it fit, but boom, there it is, right? Or called or faithful or disciple, right? It becomes part of their vocabulary in hopes that it'll maybe catch on for the rest of us, right? And there's some of us that as we try to sow seeds of faith, we think, oh, that's that random acts of kindness thing. I'm going to be really nice to folks, even the ones who don't really think I should be really nice to them, right? I'm going to surprise someone with some love. Yeah, and only if they ask, why'd you do that? That's when I'll say, God asked me to. Just kind of sneak it in there, yeah. Yeah, and for others, it means sticking to growing towards the sun. to be a seed of faith, a seed with faith. But if we're going to live out the mission of the United Methodist Church and of the Crossroads United Methodist Church by doing what we believe God is calling us to do, then we need to transform lives for Jesus by introducing people to Jesus and helping them get on fire for loving God. That's what we say in our mission and in the mission of the United Methodist Church. And friends, I hope that we can do that together, because that sounds like a big job. Yeah, I want to do that together. I want to reach out to folks with you, yes. And I want to connect to each other and care for those who have called themselves one of us. Yes, I want to do that. And I want to help keep our hearts on the right path to grow towards the light so that we can bear the light within us. And so that we can do as God told Joshua to do, to be strong and courageous and not to be frightened or dismayed. Are you ready for that? I know, it's a little early, right? Some of us are still waking up, our coffee hasn't kicked in, right? But are you ready for that? Are you ready to be a seed, a plant, a flower? You can be a daisy, you choose, right? I think I would choose a pink Gerber daisy, right? You be a pink Gerber daisy sharing God's love with others. Are you ready for that? And are you ready that when the weeds are growing up a little too close that you just focus on the light, right? Instead of worrying about what else is growing around us. Because next Sunday when we get together in this same place, about the same time, we are going to break bread together. And we're going to know that bread as the body of Christ and the blood of Christ and the love of Christ. And it's actually 2 weeks from now, not next Sunday, because the calendar flips on a weird day. Calendar flips, one of my biggest challenges in life, but we'll talk about that another day. Yeah. But when we do get together to break bread and we call it the body of Christ and we share it with each other and anyone who comes in gets to come and eat and taste and see, when we do that here in this place, that's us saying yes to God. Not yes to a snack, although sometimes it feels like it, right? And not, woohoo, we got the juice, right? It's us saying, yes, God, I wish to receive you and to work in your name in this world. It's saying yes to the seeds of faith that have been planted in us. And it's yes to saying we're going to grow. I hope today that with strong and courageous hearts, you will return next week and the next week, and that you will display the awesome love that God has for you today and until then. Let's try to leave the weeds alone. Unless they are causing harm, then I do not believe they are meant to be left alone. And let's focus on making sure that we are growing towards the light. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.